This is a podcast from Rover.
Not for radio. Reloaded.
Look, I must admit that I rugby union for me is a hobby sport. I don't get it. I it's a bit odd. You have real scrums and you got a bloke who throws the ball in from the sideline and you kick it out to win. I just don't get it. So we're rugby league people here.
I love how you put that, like real scrums. Like scrums, let's be honest, it's to fucking it's to get the ball out to the playmakers to make it better to watch. Like don't put in the effort fucking pushing in a scrum. Like, fuck.
How good's a tight head, though?
But rugby union.
How good's a tight head in league, though?
Oh, I don't know what a tight head is in league. I had a couple of tight heads when I was younger.
The Warriors did it a couple of seasons ago where there's no pushing in the scrums, but the Warriors pushed and pushed over the ball and won the ball in an opposition feed, which is what we call a tight head in a scrum, which is fucking never been done before, I think.
It's probably a penalty now in rugby league. I don't think you're allowed to push at all. No, you're not allowed to rake at the ball anymore.
That would probably, I mean, maybe it's not very rugby league-esque to do that, Jay. Mm. Maybe that's the underarm bowl of rugby league when we started doing that.
Look, I'll get to that because I have a question about that, about that underarm bowling, which is arguably one of Australia's finest hours in cricket. But we'll get to that one down the track. But yeah, so, fuck it, we'll do it now. We're here now. So is that over there, is that the thing that just pisses Kiwis off the most about Australia?
Not at all, really. Like, I don't know how the fucking thing's gone on for that long. Like, to me, that was just, it was smart cricket. It was playing within the rule book. Like, yeah, a little bit of a dog move. But if you're super competitive, then you try and find any way within the rule book to win.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know how we're still so fucking angry about it. We should be angry about the current test series that's going on.
Yeah, we've got thunder pumping that. But how's it, the other thing is, too, that you would have seen it a million times over. Like, in rugby league, when there's a minute to go and they're just playing one-off footy and they're walking up and they're taking the tackle early and they're staying down on the ground. Like, everyone does it. Like, everyone milks it and you just work within the rules of the game and you play to the ref or whatever it is. It was pretty shit. I think it was the how it actually went down and how fucked off the batsman was. I can't even remember who it was. They actually had to face the
ball. He threw the bat.
He cracked the shit through the bat. So fucking calm down.
Fuck this, I'm out of here. Yeah. who rude are you? I look at it and laugh and just go, fuck me. Imagine. And I love the commentary. The commentator's like, I can't believe it. He's going to throw an underarm bowl. He's been told by his brother. Yeah. And even the bowler, I think it was one of the chapels, he's just like, oh, you're fucking kidding me, aren't you? He's like, yeah, you go bowl it. Younger brother, you go bowl it. Oh, fuck. Goes down in history as a dog. We don't beat New Zealand in very many things. And we say it on our podcast all the time. It is a testament to two little islands to our right, the quality of sports people that come out of your country and how, on a global scale, how highly you rank in so many sports. It's fucking unbelievable. There's more people that live in fucking Aubrey Wodonga than what there is in New Zealand. And you dominate us in most sports.
Not for radio. Reloaded.